I'm glad you asked. Many countries lack adequate protections for their workers, and unfortunately, clothing factories tend to be built in those countries because labor is cheap. Government complacency and corruption also means the laws that do exist are often not enforced. Andy says he's glad that Emily asked him about the labor. He uses the word adequate, which means enough or sufficient. So, many countries don't do enough to protect their workers, is what he says. And unfortunately, many times, the clothing factories are built in those countries because of the fact that the labor is so cheap. He then uses the word complacency, which is sort of an uncritical satisfaction. It's like you feel like you've done enough, so it's enough and we're good. You don't really allow yourself to continue to get better. You just sort of feel like it's enough. That's complacency. And then the other word is enforced. To enforce something means to make someone follow the law or to make them follow the rules or to follow what you say. So because governments feel like they've done enough to protect labor and because they take money in terms of bribes, that's corruption, and it means that the laws that do exist are often not things that the people who are breaking the laws need to follow.
Andy 呢，他就很开心 Emily 就是问了这个问题，所以他就回答说 I'm glad you asked， 我很高兴你问了这个问题。那他接着就继续解释说 Many countries lack adequate protection for their workers， 就说呢，很多国家它其实缺乏为劳工提供就是适当的保护。那 adequate 在这边是一个形容词的意思，就是有足够的或者是适当的意思。And unfortunately, clothing factory tends to be built in those countries because labor is cheap. 就说呢，但不幸的是呢，这些服装业往往倾向于就是把他们的工厂设在那些国家，因为劳工就是劳力很便宜。那 government complacency and corruption also means the laws that do exist are often not enforced.就是说呢，就是那些国家政府的自满跟贪腐呢，其实也意味着就是虽然那些法律就是保护劳工的法律虽然是有存在的，但是通常不会被执行。那这边有一个名词叫做 complacency， 就是一个名词，是指自满的意思，或者是就是很满足，所以他可能因为自满或者是满足，所以他不愿意就是再改进或者是进步。那这边另外一个动词叫做 enforce， 就是有执行实施的意思。